The following material contains strong language and adult content. Please be advised.
Well, my honey's off to work, the kids are headed to school. Slim and Adam bum about to act a damn fool. It's the morning routine. Hey, yeah, the morning routine. Yeah, you got Adam bum and Slim. They do win them. It's the morning routine. Good morning. Morning routine, y'all. Woo!
What up, everybody? It's your boy Adam Bomb back once again with another episode of the Morning Routine Podcast. If you haven't hung out with us yet during our live shows, make sure to check those out Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on www.vaporradio.com. You can also download our app on all iOS and Android devices and enable our Amazon Alexa skill. Go into the Alexa app, search Vapor Radio, enable it, and you are good to go. We appreciate all the love and support. If you have any questions, comments, anything like that, you can always email us at mailbag@vaporradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Vapor Radio 1. That is the number one, at Vapor Radio 1. Facebook.com, search Vapor Radio, like the page, share the page, tell all your friends and family about it. We definitely appreciate it. We're growing more and more every day, and we can't thank you guys enough. So enjoy the podcast, and peace out. Are you much of a thrill seeker? Roller coasters, things like that?
All day. Everything. All yeah. that.
You ever thought about roller like skydiving, coasters. Bungee jumping, anything like that?
No, but we actually, the whole family, we're going to do indoor skydiving.
Oh, with like the jumpsuits or whatever and the big fans and air tunnel or whatever?
Yeah, we're planning on doing that. All of us, the moms, grandma, everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, I like stuff like that. But bungee jumping, nah.
I went skydiving not long after I lost my sight. That was fun. Very nerve-wracking, I guess, leading up to it. But I went with a bunch of blind people. It was part of like my rehab training. They offered it to us like every year. Whatever clients they have at the place where I was going here in Portland. Uh-huh. They take all of them for some big thing, and that year was skydiving. I was like, I only been blind for like 10 months. I don't know that I want to go skydiving yet. Like, but I went. Right. It was cool. It was good. I'm glad I did it. It was definitely a cool experience. But I bring this up because I was reading this article this morning about America's scariest roller coasters, most thrill-seeking roller coasters. What's the biggest roller coaster you've ever been on?
I think it's the Colossus at Magic Mountain.
Okay. Was that
Colossus?
Is that California? Is that the Six Flags?
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. I heard just the walk in that park is a fucking bitch.
Oh man.
It's just built on the side of the mountain, so everything is uphill.
It's just full of roller coasters and rides though, so it's dope.
Yeah.
I've never been to Disneyland, but I did go there. So
let me get it pulled up here. Here it is. So have you heard of Cedar Point? Cedar Point is like one of the most famous amusement parks. Everybody talks about it. Ohio.
Okay.
So one of their roller coasters they have here is they're gonna go to this one first. Okay, so Silver City, which I've heard of this one. This is in Branson, Missouri. They take some of the blind kids that at WSB where you were and I worked. They take some of the people there from time to time with the summer kids. So this one is the Outlaw. It has a double barrel, 720 degree double barrel thing, which always tripped me out a little bit. Like you're in something. Yeah, you're strapped in, but then it's flinging your body through like a corkscrew.
Right.
How is that shit fun? Like, how's your knee not snap one, your leg go one way and it snaps back the other way like it? Next thing you know, you blow out your knee. Like, they got these things with people dangling from them and everything. But it's 73 miles an hour at its top speed. It's two and a half minutes long. It was cost $10 million to make it, which really actually seems cheap. I would have thought roller coasters like this cost a lot more than that. No? Maybe?
$10 million?
I mean, it is a lot of money, but...
Yeah, it's a lot of money for a roller coaster.
At one point, it drops you more than 16 stories. It drops you 160 feet.
Okay, so then I did that before then. I did the 12-story free fall at the little park out here. Like, it raised you way up. Then all of a sudden, it just dropped.
See, I did something like that in Vegas. So at the MGM Grand, when they used to have the amusement park, they had something for the... So this was probably 95-ish. They had a thing called the world's largest human roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same thing. They put you like in a harness and a strap, and it's a two-person thing. So me and my brother did it. Mm-hmm. It's a big-ass arch, and they pull you all the way up to the peak of this arch.
Yeah,
I think they said it was about 300. Yeah, swing. Yeah, I think they said it was about 300 feet up.
Yeah.
And then they count you down at the bottom, and you have to pull the ripcord. Yeah. It's up to you to pull. Like, so me and my brother, they count down 3, 2, 1, and we're elbowing each other like, you pull it. I'm not pulling, you pull it. And finally, I just pulled it. And yeah, you free fall for at least the first... Well, you know, yeah, 300 feet until that cord comes tight. And then, yeah, you sit there and swing back and forth for a good 5-10 minutes.
Was you screaming like a girl?
I probably did. I probably did. I can't deny it. It was a trip. But it's cool, too, because once you start swinging, then, like, you know, you go way the fuck up there as you're swinging forward. Like, you can see, like, out onto the strip and stuff. Like, you can see up over the hotel and everything. Like, it's, like, certain parts of the hotel. Like, it was pretty crazy. So, that's probably been the craziest thing that I've done. I love roller coasters, but they, I don't know. I haven't done anything too crazy.
I haven't been on, I'm telling you. I remember the Ninja. But, like, you hanging, like, the Superman, you hanging on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, these mugs is... The Ninja, that one is, like, you actually, like, your feet is dangling and you going over, like, trees and bushes. And it got, like, that Ninja forest, like, you going through, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Going through the trees and you damn, it look like you going to scrape your feet on the water when you go down low. And, yeah, that shit crazy. But I like all that. I can't see now, so it's just fun. I mean, you know, I ain't nothing to lose.
I think that's the reason why I like it a little bit more, too, is because I can't see. It's a little more of a thrill to it. Like, you can't tell what's coming ahead of you, so next thing you know, you're just going straight, and then you don't know if you're going to go left, right, up, down. Like,
or drop. Yep.
Yeah. So it is a little more of a thrill. Cedar Point also has one called the Gatekeeper. It's a... the riders are completely suspended in the air with nothing above them or below them. It basically, they experience a 164-foot drop multiple times. It's got six different inverts, up and down, up and down, up and down. That one can get you up to 93 miles an hour. 93 miles an hour on a fucking roller coaster? Like,
damn.
That's insane.
Crazy. Yeah, that's fast.
There was a story... I think it was here at Cedar Point. So it's one of these roller coasters where you're dangling and you got your feet down, right? And there was a guy who had lost his hat or something on the roller coaster. And so he went, he knew where his hat was, and he climbed the fence.
It was a cell phone.
Was it a cell phone?
It was a phone. Yep.
Yeah. And he climbed the fence. And as the roller coaster was going, a girl's leg basically decapitated the dude. Like, bink, field goal, 32 yards, good. But it, like, shattered her leg in multiple places. obviously, right. you know, decapitated the dude. Like, that's how much force, you're flinging around that track with that much force that, I mean, obviously a person kicking your head, but it completely decapitated the dude. Like, that's, roller coasters are nuts these days. Like, you remember when it was just like, it was cool to have a loop-de-loop, like...
Right.
You went up and you made a complete circle and you were like, ooh, what a rush. That was right. fun. Like, now they got the corkscrews and see if they can get you up to 120 miles an hour. And this one here talks about the Millennium Force, also at Cedar Point, talks about you experience actual G-forces, like, in a fighter jet and shit like that. Like,
that's crazy.
Roller coasters are just nuts these days. But...
It's been a while since I've been on one, so I ain't been on the new shit, like, you know, so I don't know. Maybe I'm planning a trip with the fan band to go to Disney World, so I think I might
try. Disney World is cool. Disney World, you can go to, like, Universal Studios, and they got some good ones there. The Incredible Hulk and I can't remember what it's called now. They got one called the Dueling Dragons, which is cool. They got some cool ones, but they're definitely more timid, a lot more chill compared to what you see at like you said, Magic Mountain, like the Six Flags type parks, and this one here at Cedar Point and stuff like that. So,
right.
Yeah, there's a whole article. We'll post it on the Twitter feed here. It's a pretty interesting read if you're into roller coasters, thrill seeking, anything like that. It's interesting to see what roller coasters are all about these days. One of my favorite comedians, Bert Kreischer, used to do a show called Bert the Conqueror, and that was like the plot of the show was he'd go to all these different things and try to conquer like the challenge or whatever it was, but a lot of them were different roller coasters. He went to all these different parks and ride some of the craziest roller coasters, so it was cool to watch people just go nuts on a roller coaster.
You scared? Yeah.
I feel like I'm not going to eat all day long if I'm going to a park like this, though. Like,
real talk.
I don't want to be that dude to throw up.
Yep. Same way.
I don't want to be the dude to shit myself or throw up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm going to pass. But yeah, this got me thinking, this is what you guys should do. You guys should go
roll some coasters. Yeah, go roll some coasters, y'all.
Yeah. No, I'm saying this is what you guys should do for Niara for her birthday.
Oh, go roll some coasters?
Yeah. See if she can handle it.
She do. She ride.
Okay.
I don't know what she got in store. I think it's going to be some outdoorsy something like obstacle course or something she want to do. I don't know. It's something competitive.
Putt-putt. Something that she can beat you at?
No. I'm undefeated in this house.
Okay. I think they all just laughed at you at that one if they heard that at all.
I'm undefeated in this house. Monopoly champ.
Okay. If you say so. How often have you traveled? A couple times on an airplane?
Mm-mm. About 5-6 times, maybe. About five, six times. No, I take that back because I had to get on, let's see, 1, 2, 3, the 4 planes coming to your crib. So, okay, so maybe about 10 times.
So, how many? What do you think the most dirtiest place in the airport is?
Oh, I'm already knowing what that is.
What do you think it is?
I'm going to say it's the part where you put your shoes in that little bucket when you're going through the security.
That's exactly it. The airport security bins have been determined to be the most disgusting, germ-filled place in an entire airport.
Well, yeah, people putting their shoes, their cell phones, their everything.
Yeah, their bags, and you don't know where that bag has been. You don't know what's on that bag. Maybe their dog peed on it. You don't know.
It's nasty, yeah.
And really, but, like, people go into airport bathrooms and destroy them. Like, there's no doubt about it. It's something I think people get off on doing that. But airports, man, they got people coming and going out of those bathrooms, cleaning them constantly. So an airport bathroom, like most people would probably say an airport bathroom is the dirtiest, but they're actually fairly clean. Like, if you walk into an airport bathroom, it always smells like cleaner, unless someone just went in there and just did work on it. But somebody's always usually cleaning an airport bathroom.
A couple of bathrooms I went to, just like I said, just this last past weekend, coming to York or coming and leaving. Oh yeah, they was clean. Yeah. Like, I didn't see no.
But I didn't put two and two together on that. Like, I wouldn't have thought the airport security trays were the dirtiest. I would have thought that there's probably other places. But I mean, it makes complete sense. Like you said, someone puts their shoes in there. What if they stepped in dog shit? You don't know. Like. Mm-hmm. Just because they cleaned it off, there's still remnants in their shoes and shit. And
let's be honest, this is a hotel. I mean, this is an airport. Yeah. Those bins ain't never been washed, ever.
Probably not. Or if they have, they're not washed as frequently as they should be.
When do they wash them? When? It ain't no time. The airport never stopped. Them shit's been there since opening day.
No, like, they got to wash them somewhere. They got to rotate them.
You got 300 years worth of germs on that motherfucker.
Yeah, they got to rotate them in and out at some point. I don't know. But yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So like you said, too. And people, like, you got to put your computers in there. I mean,
wallet, cell phone,
their snacks
keys,
and food. They,
everything.
I mean,
everything. Yeah.
Everything goes in there. Like, no wonder people get sick when they travel. You're not getting
sick.
Did
I get pissed about this, about the airplanes? You know, they take my cane. I'm like, dude, give me my fucking cane. What am I do? Running the cane through the,
and then they make, then they want to like hold your hand, like,
yeah.
Okay, let me ask you about that. When someone asks to offer you help and cite a guide and stuff, and you accept, is it weird you out when they try to grab your hand, like they want to hold your hand, or do you, like, I try to explain it to them quick, but, and they'll grab my hand and I'll correct them, but.
Yeah.
I'm weird when someone else grabs my hand. Like, I feel weird. Like, don't grab my hand. Like, I don't know you like that. Like, let me just hold on. Step back. I'll tell you what I need from you if I need it. Like,
you're stupid.
You're getting in my bubble.
I don't. If it's a lady, most ladies that want to help, they go for your hand.
Yeah.
Guys usually most want to grab your top of your shoulder. You feel me? And then I have to correct,
of dudes
like, nah,
grab my hand. I'm like,
give me your elbow. Give me your elbow, bro.
And you know what else?
Some elbows I don't be wanting to grab, dog. Some of them elbows be dry in them. Y'all, hey, people out there that want to give sight to God, please moisturize your elbows.
Hey, okay? some of them people ain't even got an elbow.
Of y'all elbows.
It's just shoulder to wrist. Like, no. No bending
bows
it.
Be dry.
The other one that weirds me out too is like some of those people at like the TSA agents, and I get it, they wear gloves, and so when they reach out to try and help me, like, and same thing, they take your cane, they run your cane through the thing or whatever,
then they
so
pull you through.
They'll pull you, kind of guide
your
you through,
walk you through. Yeah,
I don't know how many other hands or what you've touched with that rubber glove. Now you're touching my hands with your rubber glove. Like, what if that was just in someone's asshole? Like, I hope you change out your gloves.
You're stupid.
Like, I don't know where it's been.
Sanitizing the gloves.
Yeah, they usually got some kind of gloves on. Like, are you wearing a new pair of gloves every time you touch somebody? Probably not.
Okay, well, let's just think about this then. We can go deeper. When we're getting in the airport and we're sitting on the plane for 4 hours, we're sitting in somebody's ass.
Ass fart, juice.
Whatever, just sitting there, you know, wait a minute. How I know people didn't fart three times on this?
That's why I prefer, like more some of those planes, like I think Delta does it, and maybe even Southwest, their seats are a little more like a faux leather. I feel like they can wipe it down better and clean it. Rather than like United, American Airlines,
they ain't cleaning shit. When you get off, some other people getting back on, they're not cleaning shit.
They wipe them down.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they do. There's the flight attendants. They run through and they wipe down the seats and they collect all the trash.
When?
Between flights.
No.
Yeah, they do.
Uh-uh.
They do. But it still grosses you out.
They're not wiping all them 60 seats down before somebody else gets on the plane, bro. I'm telling you right now.
It's more than 60 seats. But you get it. Do you use the flight airplane bathroom?
If I have to, which means like take a piss. Yeah, I ain't going to go do shoot no deuce or nothing.
I don't even think you can. And they're saying that they're going to make airplane bathrooms even smaller now. They're going to start. They're cutting them in half by even more, like 6 more inches. Like, why? Pretty soon you can't. You're just going to have to figure out how to take a shit standing up or something. I guess because they're trying to squeeze more seats in. It's all about more seats. More seats is more money. More money is more planes.
Of course.
You know, it's all about if you can get 1 to 2 more rows of seats in a plane.
If they were smart, they would put the toilet seat in the seat.
You want to be flying someone next to someone that has an upset stomach?
But you got a little blocker right there. Just
unloading into the seat toilet.
But then here's the thing. You in that bathroom. You in the airport bathroom. I mean, airplane bathroom. It ain't like that. You know people can hear you if you in there. You know the steward is standing right next to the door. Shit.
He
must have had some cabbage.
And that shit just wafts. Just wafts from the front of the plane to the back of the plane. Yeah. Come out and people are immediately like,
had some churches.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's some fried okra.
Lay off the peanuts.
And
Jesus.
You got 3 more hours to be on the plane. You're going to be known as a stanking ass dude.
Yeah.
That dude right there in row 3? You don't want to. He had some peanut oil or something. I don't know what he's
doing. I try to get the seats that are more towards the back if I can. Because then if I do got to go, I'm going to that back bathroom. There's not as many people that have to see you. And everybody's looking forward. So when you come out, they're not going to be looking at you. If you go to that front bathroom, you got...
Everybody,
you got 200 people looking at you. Like,
all eyes on you.
Yeah, you're like front of the classroom, sir, about to give a speech, and you just dookied yourself. Like,
sir, how did you wipe your ass? There's no toilet paper.
Don't worry about it. But I do need a new pair of drawers. If anybody has any in the carry on,
here's some moist wipes, and they throw up some moist wipes from aisle 8.
Yeah, yeah, so stupid. Flying, traveling, good stuff. Keep that in mind next time. Have a little hand sanitizer ready, some little hand sanitizer wipes, touching those nasty ass trays.
Get that, bring that Mr. Clean dry eraser, that eraser. It cleans everything.
Yeah, that'll work for you.
That's some Fabuloso.
Fabuloso, the purple stuff.
The purple kind.
Yeah.
Get that Fabuloso, bring you a little spray can of that.
Fabuloso gets the job done, buddy.
Spray a can of that and some pine saw.
You can put a little bit of that in a pot on the stove and just turn it on and...
Yeah, let it boil.
People air think you've been cleaning for hours.
That's hood air freshener. Yeah, that's how you do it. That's a hood air freshener.
That's a cut corner. We don't need no steam plug-in.
You get a 6-gallon bucket of Fabuloso for 37 cents.
Yeah, and just put it on the pot. Put it on the stove, let it boil. There you go. We don't need your stinking $10 plug-in.
You heard it here, right here on Vapor Radio, right here on The Morning Routine. If you got some Fabuloso, the purple stuff, put it in a pot with a little water and boil it. Your house going to smell great. What hell tell you know where you can go buy a Ferrari and pull it out?
How many people are actually going there buying a Ferrari and a Porsche, though?
It's got to be if it's a dealership in there.
Maybe. Maybe they're just renting maybe? Them.
So they're just friends with the Porsche dealership. Say, you know what? Fuck it. You can stay here. No.
Because they're getting money. The Porsche and Ferrari dealership are still getting money for people coming and renting their vehicles for the day. And the win is still getting money
because this is a real dealership. It's not a rental car place. No, no, no. This is a Porsche and Ferrari dealership.
Yeah, they can sell them from time to time, but I think they probably rent them too.
No. If you want to go rent them, then you go down the street to the exotic car rental place and you can rent a Ferrari or a Corvette or a Lamborghini. But if you want to buy... Just go to the Steve Wynn Hotel.
Is a Corvette considered a exotic car these days, or is it just it's a muscle?
Hell yeah, right? No, it's a hundred. It's 100,000. Anything over 100,000, that's exotic. Period.
I don't think so. I think a Corvette is muscle. Have is you a muscle owned, car?
Mother, that's what. Yeah, it's still we know that it's American muscle, but it's an exotic.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think Lamborghinis, Ferraris,
Bentleys, Rolls Royce, Alfa Romeos.
See, I don't think Bentley and Rolls are exotic cars. I think those are luxury cars.
Those are still exotic. Those are like what do you what?
Exotics what are the Euro cars, in my opinion. It's
no, bro. Exotic is something that costs a lot of money.
I don't think so. I think you can have an American-made muscle car that costs a lot of money, well over 100 figures, 6 figures, but it's an American-made muscle car.
A Dodge Viper, right?
That's you build exotic. It up and it's a $100,000 car. That's all of a sudden an exotic car?
Yes.
I don't think so. I disagree with you on that one. I think more like the Lamborghinis, the Ferraris, the Porsches.
Porsche is only 100. You can get a Porsche for. They used to be able to get the boxers for like 47,000.
Right. I get that.
That's still an exotic. It's a Porsche.
That's what I'm saying. It's still an exotic, so it doesn't matter. I'm saying it's the exotics to me are something that's more of a Euro car. You're gonna find more overseas.
So a BMW is an exotic then. Mercedes Benz, that's an exotic then.
To a certain level. No. I put those in the category of luxury. Those are luxury vehicles.
Right. Just like a Lamborghini SUV, the Lamborghini Urus just came out. Is that exotic or what do you call that?
I'd probably refer to it as an exotic, like an exotic SUV. Yeah. That's how I look at it. I look at it as those things like that, the Lamborghinis, the Ferraris, the Porsches.
Okay, so hold up.
The Maybachs.
Now, the Maybach, that's just a Mercedes. So the Rolls Royce that just came out with the SUV, what do you call that?
That's a luxury.
That's an exotic car, bro. That's an exotic luxury car. That's you can't just... You just can't just have those. You're not going to see those ride down the street. That's exotic.
I think it's a luxury car.
This motherfucker, dude.
It's my opinion.
Agree with me sometimes.
Uh-uh.
See, that's why I don't like... This is what I'm saying. All right, what about a Bentley? A Bentley SUV?
A luxury.
It's still exotic.
I don't think so.
Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon.
Luxury. Extreme luxury.
I'll give you that now, like top luxury. Extreme luxury. But see, the anything Rolls Royce, that's exotic, bro. Like you don't see that. Like
just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's exotic.
What about a Bugatti? Exotic.
That's exotic, yeah. I'll give you that.
Okay, all right. That's just exotic. Like a Rolls Royce SUV, that's exotic.
Uh-uh.
A Lamborghini Urus, exotic. A Lamborghini Huracan, exotic.
I'm agreeing with you on that one.
All right,
With you on that one.
These are all exotic cars.
But some of the other ones you mentioned, like a Corvette.
A Corvette, going back a Z06. No. That is an exotic.
Uh-uh.
If that car is over 100,000, yeah.
That's an American-made muscle car.
It's still an exotic car, though.
Mm-mm. Not my book. That's what not how book, I view what it.
Book, what book? Well, where's your view?
I just said it. I categorize it differently.
Categorize. Okay, well, categorize all of the... Give me your five top luxury cars. versus the top five top exotics.
Five top luxury cars.
Yeah.
Rules.
Okay. It's the same brands we was talking about. Rolls Royce, Bentley, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Porsche.
No, Porsche is not a luxury vehicle, in my opinion.
Okay, well, not Porsche. Then. Well, then throw Lincoln in there then.
I'm going to go.
They got a Navigator worth $100,000 now.
My top five favorite. We're talking about my favorite?
Well, just, yeah.
I'm going Rolls,
okay.
Mercedes,
uh-huh.
BMW, Cadillac, Lexus.
Look at this motherfucker wannabe American ass. Okay, well then mine are Rolls Royce, Bentley, Mercedes, BMW, and then I round it out with Range Rover.
I'll give you that. The Range is an interesting one. I don't know if I call that luxury. I guess it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a luxury SUV, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm. So
but
now,
see, again, those are luxury vehicles to me. Those aren't exotic vehicles. Those are luxury vehicles.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah. Okay. So the Rolls Royce, what?
I mean, I'm just going to take anything. If I'm getting my opportunity, just give me some. Just give me that double R on the front. That's all I want.
I'm going to take the Phantom. I want the Phantom. No, do I want the SUV? The SUV is new, but that new Phantom is the shit on them. Give me that Phantom, you know what I'm saying, with a driver for my Rolls. Mercedes, I got to have the top notch. Maybe give me that. What's that shit called? And this is an exotic.
Okay.
What's that one called?
See, I just want like the Mercedes AMG equipped, big body.
Nah, see, I want the coupe, the one, the two door. What's that one called? It's the two-door coupe, man. That mug is...
I don't know that one.
The doors butterfly that go up.
Oh, like, okay. Does that make it exotic when the doors go up?
Yes. Yes. It's got the big, like, V12 engine in it.
Didn't you tell me you and your wife had a car like that? She had to take it back?
Yeah, she could not take it. She couldn't take it. It was too hood for her. We had a... We was riding down the street one day. True story. We riding down the street one day, and my wife was like, "Oh, that's a pretty car." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "It's a, I think it's a Chrysler 300." But why are the doors up like that? I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "They're like in the air." I'm like, "Pull over there real quick." So we go over there. I take a look at it. I'm like, wait a minute. So this is a Chrysler 300C with the Hemi in it, silver, on some silver 22s, black and gray leather and suede, wood grain navigation, sunroof. And how much I want for it? Oh, sir, what? Hey, run the paperwork.
And it had the butterfly doors on it?
It had the Lambos, like the actual, you know, the Lambos.
Yeah.
You open the door and then lift up.
Yeah.
So I convinced my wife to get that car. We drove out of there with that damn car that day. So we get home, you know what I mean? It was at nighttime. We get up in the morning to go to church. All of a sudden, Bonnie's embarrassed. I'm like, what you talking about? We're finna go pull up. She's like, no, because when I get out, I have to lift the door up to get. I'm like, yeah. No, that's what drug gangsters do. I don't do that. I'm not. I'm not rocking around with Lamborghini. I said, well, yeah, this is good. This is cool. You don't like this? So, you know, we got through church. You know, I try to wait till everybody, you know, when church let out everybody go outside to the cars in the parking lot, they seen that nose come up. They're like, uh-oh, wait a minute. What is y'all doing over here? Like, uh-oh. Got a little something cracking. So we driving around. Now, that was Sunday. So Monday, guess what the kid's doing? Can you drop us off at school? Pull up to the front. They just wanted the people to see them get out and lift the doors up. Like,
yeah.
So we had that car for a week. Bunny gonna tell me, nah, we can't do this. I'm too much.
She's too straight and narrow for that one.
This is not professional. Like,
she's pulling up at clients' houses like, wasn't gonna work for her.
Took it back, it got a Chrysler Pacifica.
Isn't that the Chrysler van, the Pacifica?
But it was a SUV before they changed it to a van.
Okay.
So I was like, man, you we had all chrome silver navigation, fully loaded Lambo doors, and we ended up with a Chrysler Pacifica family wagon. So yeah, I don't know. I just love cars, man. I'm telling you. But no, you don't try to slide. You gave me your luxuries. What about your exotic?
Lambo, Ferrari.
Okay, of course.
Porsche.
Of course. Now this is where it gets slippery. Corvette.
Bugatti.
Of course.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you would have said it.
Lambo, Ferrari, Porsche, Bugatti. I don't know what the fifth one would be. I mean, obviously those are the top. Those are the exotic cars.
All right, so I'm gonna give you mine. Exotics, off the top, I'm gonna go with the Bugatti Veyron. Then I'm for the Ferrari. Well, Ferrari, I'm gonna go with the Ferrari 488.
Uh huh.
And the California, I'll take a California too. For the Lamborghini, I got a couple of these. I want the Huracan. I want the Aventador, and I will take the smaller Gallardo, just for like everyday car. And then Porsches, I'm going, of course, Panamera, 911, and the Cayenne. And then
just keep it going. And then a Corvette. Yeah. Is that what you said?
No. Wait, I did the Porsches. Okay, yeah. And then I'm going to have the fully souped up Corvette Stingray, I think. Or maybe not the Stingray. I'll do the
Z06.
Exotic. I'll do the Z06. Okay. Or you know what? No, not the Corvette. You know what? I would do the Corvette. I would do that, what's that thing they call it? The Mercedes I was talking about. The damn two-door, man.
I don't know that one.
It's a Mercedes two-door, man. It's a fast, like a, it's almost shaped like a Corvette. Damn, I can't think of it. It's on the tip of my tongue. Damn it.
God damn it. It's time to go refill our coffee cups for a third time. He's going to think about what that Mercedes-Benz that he wants is.
And if anybody listening, please shoot us any of those cars. I would rather have the Rolls-Royce Phantom, all black and silver, blacked out interior. I want the stars on the roof. My driver, the driver that I would like, because I want somebody responsible, big enough, but yet fits with the car. So give me a driver named Geraldo.
Leroy?
I'm going to go with Geraldo.
Okay.
Geraldo. Pull the car up. Geraldo.
Is it Geraldo or Geraldo?
I'm going to have to go with the G because I can't roll my tongue like that.